Before you cross the street, you better look both ways, or we'll throw you in the pokey for a dozen days. And all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.
The Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. CopBlock is a decentralized project supported by a diverse group of individuals united by their shared goals of police accountability, education of individual rights, and the dissemination of effective tactics to utilize while filming police.
And that's the plan, Joe. Throw you in the can, Joe.
From Keene in the Shire, the Liberty Media capital of the world, this is Daryl W. Perry, host of the Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. This week, a story that should cause anyone critically thinking to see that those wearing badges aren't always operating with the best of intentions. A 24-year-old father is suing Los Angeles police officers for allegedly framing him for murder and paying a homeless pair $10,000 to falsely testify against him at trial. Roy Galvan, who was acquitted by a jury, spent 13 months in county jail awaiting trial in the 2011 murder of a reputed gang member in South Los Angeles. The suit alleges LAPD officers Miguel Terrazas, David Nunn, and Richard Arcianaga of destroying evidence in the case, falsifying reports, and bribing witnesses for statements, false arrest, and malicious prosecution, among other claims of misconduct and civil rights violations. Officers accused in the lawsuit were tasked with investigating the unsolved killing of Joey Gutierrez, a member of the Hangout Boys gang. Witness Ernesto Jurado, who lived nearby and saw the shooting from his second-story window, told officers he saw the assailant run alongside the building, fire shots, and run away. Jurado also said he saw two bicycles in the courtyard immediately before the shooting that had not been there before. The bikes were taken and booked into evidence the next day, but later destroyed before DNA and fingerprints could be taken from them. The lawsuit describes botched evidence gathering in which multiple and different caliber bullet casings were collected from the scene, but not marked as to where they were found and allegedly handled without gloves. None of the casings matched the bullet found in the victim, which the complainant alleges officers did not run any ballistics examinations on to determine who owned the gun used to kill Gutierrez. Though he had never been tied to any gang activity, Galvan was arrested in connection with the slaying on March 1, 2011. He told police he had been home taking care of his toddler daughter at the time of the shooting and, more importantly, was recovering from rupturing his Achilles tendon a month before the killing. Witness Jurado had told police the assailant ran from the scene with no physical defect in his stride, something Galvan's lawyer said was impossible for his client to have done. When he was taken into custody, Galvan had not yet started physical therapy and was still on crutches, unable to even stand on his foot, let alone walk or run. To support Galvan's arrest, the complaint alleges Terrazas falsified his police report to include that Jurado called him back on February 14, 2011, to tell him that he had completely forgotten to mention that the shooter had run off with a limp. Jurado's phone records show that the call was never made. Galvan claims the officers who took him to trial strong-armed, bribed, and refused to investigate several potential witnesses, including two homeless people, Mark Loving and Sorella Carpenter, who had paranoid schizophrenia, living in a tent near the shooting. Terrazas and Nunn would repeatedly harass these two, physically abusing and sometimes handcuffing them. The officers began threatening them, dragging them out of their tent, throwing them up against a wall, asking them what they knew about the shooting. Galvan is a father of a 5-year-old daughter and infant son. He is seeking unspecified damages. That's this week's Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. I hope you'll take a moment to consider just what it is that you are being forced to pay for with taxation and speak out against the violence and the corruption. Until next week, stay safe and remember that badges don't grant extra rights.
When you're in our county and you want to drive, just remember to go 55. Cause all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.